all without it costing an arm and a leg this Easter.
We've got prices to suit every taste. Set your table with selected Easter mains like lamb, beef or salmon, now half price with Nectar.
Nice. With those prices, I might have to pick all three.
For cracking savings this Easter, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Nectar required, subject to availability. Selected stores excludes locals. Ends 22nd of April. See in-store online for details.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, President Trump has announced new import taxes on all goods brought into the US. Imports from the UK will be subject to the baseline tariff, 10%, with much higher rates applied to other countries. Mr. Trump says his Liberation Day marks the rebirth of American industry.
Such horrendous imbalances have devastated our industrial base and put our national security at risk. I don't blame these other countries at all for this calamity. I blame former presidents and past leaders who weren't doing their job. They let it happen.
The Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds says the UK is seeking to do a deal with the US, but that nothing is off the table when it comes to a response. Imports from the EU will face 20% tariffs. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the bloc is preparing for new countermeasures.
I agree with President Trump that others are taking unfair advantage of the current rules. And I'm ready to support any efforts to make the global trading system fit for the realities of the global economy. But reaching for tariffs will not fix it.
Financial markets have been tumbling in Asia overnight in response. Here, the FTSE 100 will reopen at 86.08 after closing down 26 points yesterday, and the pound buys $1.29 and €1.20. Also this morning, working-age households are expected to be £400 a year worse off in the year ahead. The Resolution Foundation has looked at the impacts of tax, utility bill and benefits changes. Ministers say living standards are growing at their fastest rate in 2 years. The Disasters Emergency Committee is starting an appeal for the earthquake in Myanmar. At least 2,800 people have died and thousands more injured since the 7.7 magnitude quake struck last Friday. The most influential video game of all time has been revealed. Action-adventure game Shenmue, which first launched in the 90s, came top in a poll run by BAFTA, beating the likes of Super Mario Brothers and Minecraft. And the weather dry with plenty of warm sunshine for many, quite windy in the south with showers in southwestern areas for a time later, and a high of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Well, let's hear some lovely music, shall we? You know I'm good for it. It's Lucy Coward here. A very good Thursday morning.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Debussy's Suite Bergamasque from it. The Passepied was performed by Javier de Maistre, and it was Vasily Petrenko in charge of the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra before that, as they played Nimrod from Elgar's Enigma Variations. Hello, hello. It's Thursday, April the 3rd, and it's lovely to have you with me, Lucy Coward, for Early Breakfast on Classic FM. It's one of my favourite things, actually.
Thank you.
My Father's Favourite by Patrick Doyle from the soundtrack to the film Sense and Sensibility, played by a studio orchestra under Robert Ziegler. And well done if you got the literary connection in three little words in Classic FM Breakfast yesterday. The answer was The Tale of Peter Rabbit in honour of International Children's Book Day. Today, from 6:30, Ella Jones will have one of the longest films in the world. The School Run will be taking us out of this world, and a trout, a lark and a titan will all be part of the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. We will enjoy a fairy tale waltz together first, though, after the travel news, which is next.
Classic FM.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less, August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Amazing deals now on at Currys, like £60 off the HP Smart Tank 5106 printer. Now 149. Hold on, that's got to be some sort of printing error. 149. For cost-efficient, high-quality printing and scanning, and a best-in-class printing app, and with free ink. Wow. In-store and online at Currys. Are you sure that's not a printing error? Was £209.99 from the 10th to the 25th of the 3rd. Offer ends 30th of the 4th, 2025.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest travel news. Next.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top-of-your-lungs singing and last-minute winners.
To Mardi Gras suits pitches, half-time oranges and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
Classic FM Travel.
In Leicestershire, there are queues on the M1 southbound to Junction 21, the M69, because of an accident. Ahead of the Easter holidays, Operation Brock is in place on the M20, which means there are restrictions eastbound between Junction 8, Leeds Castle, and Junction 9, Ashford. In Carmarthenshire, the A4138 is closed both ways at Llanelli following an accident. On Tyne and Wear, the A692 Gateshead Road is closed both ways between Lobley Hill and Sunnyside, also after an accident. On the trains, Avanti West Coast services are suspended between Crewe and Warrington Bank Quay and between Crewe and Runcorn because of a track problem. Southwestern Railway services aren't running between Brockenhurst and Lymington Pier because the overnight engineering works are still taking place.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The glorious waltz from Sleeping Beauty, Nemi Yervi conducted the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra on Classic FM. Alexis French, the composer and performer of his piece Returning to You, which is what I, Lucy Coward, will be doing tomorrow morning from 4 with another early breakfast, bursting at the seams with all the music to get you moving first thing. Until then, have a super day. Alid Jones is here now with Classic FM Breakfast.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
It's Classic FM Breakfast with me, Alid Jones, with you all the way through till 10 this morning, playing the music to make your Thursday brighter.
Classic FM.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions, book a premium suite for the ultimate adventure.
Classic FM.
Rather lovely that, eh? Philip Martin with Edward McDowell's To a Wild Rose. Everything's going to be all right on a Thursday morning. We kicked off with Offenbach's Barcarolle, Lucien Renaudin-Vary and the Lille National Orchestra. And welcome to Classic FM Breakfast with me, Ali Jones. Thursday's looking pretty good from where I'm sitting. How's it looking in your part of the world? 6:18:12 to get in touch. Why are you up at this hour? Strauss will have us dancing into spring soon, in case you forgot. The clocks went forward. First, it's off to Spain with a girl called Carmen.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Rachel Collier-D'Alba, centre stage with the Orchestra Symphonique Bien. We heard Saint-Saëns Violin Concerto No. 3, the second movement. Before it, the Act 3 entr'acte from Bizet's Carmen, the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra with that one. And welcome to Classic FM Breakfast with me, Ala Jones. Lovely to be starting the day with you. Just gone 6:45, it has. Morning to Emma in Stroud. She says, I'm not her favourite person this morning, as the music I'm playing is making her want to stay in bed. She's got to get up to go out for a jog. She's running the Paris Marathon on the 13th of April, and running is the last thing I want to do, Alad, this morning. Emma, go out and seize the day, please. Take me with you. I sound even better in headphones at mile 20. And this should help spring you into action. a brilliant piece of music, isn't it? Especially at this time of day, 5:27. Johann Strauss the Younger's Voices of Spring. Hopefully you're getting Emma out of bed and onto that run, the Paris Marathon. How exciting. I'm saying as if I could do it. I really couldn't. We heard the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra being conducted by Riccardo Muti. Loved it. Morning to Steve in Norwich. He says, thanks for waking me up. Classic FM. Just boiled the kettle. Sun is already shining and I'm ready to face the day. I'm just having a look out the window here. Yeah, it's going to be a lovely day, I think. Hopefully now. I've said that. Quick look at the news and weather in a mo. Then I'll play you a score from one of the longest films in the world. And we're talking long. And we'll be also talking yodeling monkeys, effort management, and why Bristolians are clueless about creases. I'll tell you more about that after the news and weather. It's coming next.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lidl, we're hatching something special. Try our Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved layered Easter eggs with caramelised biscuit or gooey salted caramel in between smooth milk chocolate. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price. Subject to availability, selected stores, GB only.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top of your lungs singing and last minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, half-time oranges and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Being lightning fast is great, fantastic even, but it's no good if you're not going to be smooth. Suddenly, get a connection that's reliable as well as lightning fast with Virgin Media, awarded best broadband experience. Switch today. Virgin Media. See what you can do.
Virgin Fibre Areas GWS Award comparing major UK providers average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, Donald Trump has announced a 10% tariff on US imports of UK goods as part of sweeping levies on countries across the world. The president says his so-called Liberation Day is America's declaration of economic independence.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
The UK rate is the baseline tariff, with much higher taxes applied to other nations. For the EU, it's 20%. The bloc has called the measure a blow to the world economy. Classic FM's political editor, Natasha Clark, says Britain is pressing ahead with calm trade negotiations.
Behind the scenes, it's very clear to me the UK government have been making the case for why they should be exempt from these tariffs, why they should have the lowest tariff regime. And actually, we have seen that that approach so far is paying off. And now Downing Street are keeping, of course, in reserve the idea that we could slap those retaliatory tariffs back on the US. But for now, that is off the table while they try and negotiate this deal.
Financial markets have been tumbling in Asia overnight over concerns about an international trade war. Here, the FTSE 100 will reopen in an hour at 86.08 after closing down 26 points yesterday, and the pound buys $1.30 and €1.20. Also this morning, a think tank is predicting working-age households will be £400 worse off on average in the year ahead. The Resolution Foundations warned of a triple hit from tax, bills and benefits. Ministers say living standards are growing at their fastest rate in 2 years. Parents are being urged to call the anti-terror programme Prevent if they fear their children are watching violent or misogynistic content.